Welcome to the Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
Right then, writer's seat time once again on the Midweek Peak, our little 2 minute space during the show where we put the music on hold and make way for someone's awesome imagination to fill the airwaves and maybe give you a taste of something you can read for yourself in the future. This week we're heading to a dark fantasy version of America, a country that in this story is lost to the monsters that run rampant around the country, while the gods of old are not to be messed with, all viewed through the eyes of characters with a dark sense of humour. Enough from me then, here with an extract from his second of 18 published novels is Derek Wiseman with The Son of Saint Death.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Monsters cannot be announced. One cannot say, "Here are our monsters," without immediately turning the monsters into pets. Jacques Derrida. In the not-too-distant future, technology, outsourcing, and mass incarceration had vaporized the American middle class, thus reducing the once proud nation into a borderline third world country. As the people's fury becomes louder and more violent, the government privatized the police into a military machine, while suspending the Constitution in a vain hope of keeping order, unleashing a new era of corruption and despotism. Chapter 1. The tab I took made my brain swirl with indescribable images, turning the cold Floridian night into a festival of forgotten dreams and hellish nightmares. My body tingled with joy as my eyes became alive with excitement. Every part of my body was taken over by a powerful, nameless being. God, I forgot how good acid was. As I let the drug take control of my body, I sat up to watch the hipsters dance to some music I could not understand. Was it hip-hop? Rock? Can it even be bluegrass? Whatever it was, the music was perfect as the hipsters danced around the fire. As I relished the hipsters twirling their dregs around, a blonde 16-year-old girl came up to me. She smelled of herbs and her face tanned by years at the beach. Her toned body and rigorous breast were the symbol of female perfection. "Care to dance?" the blonde teenage girl asked. "Bet your ass, chica," I said as I got up. "By the way, how much do you weigh?" 110 pounds. "Why do you ask?" I picked up her light body without even thinking. As I spun her goddess-like body around like a doll, I heard her laughing like a child.
So, once again, that was an extract from The Son of Saint Death, as written by Derek Wiseman. Now, all of Derek's works can be found right now on Amazon in both Kindle and paperback form, and you can find out more about Derek just by following his Twitter handle, which is at NomadGod777. And of course, we're going to share all this information about this awesome author and his writing for you on our socials so you can get a closer look at it. And you'll be able to listen again to that extract from The Son of Saint Death and all of the amazing works from our past awesome authors on our Writer's Seat podcast, which of course is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And if you're a writer and you're looking to give your work a bit of a promotional boost, then use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or just find those hashtags Midweek Peak, Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you what we just did for the brilliant Derek Wiseman there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just drop us a line, writerseatmwp@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy writer's seat this time next week on the Midweek Peak.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.